So there were many questions on the board. I don't know if some of you saw the pile of them up there. So we picked a few. Here's the question I'd like to answer, or not answer so much. It's not a good way to put it. I'll just speak to this question. I recently learned that I have a lot of pent-up anger from long ago and recently, but I have trouble feeling it. Instead, I feel it a little bit and want to go to sleep, stay in bed. How do I bring anger out when I'm afraid of it? Lately, I've been so tired. So this is a great thing to notice, actually. If there's a sense of a particular challenging emotion, anger in this case, and then a recognition that the mind is like, don't want to be here with this one. You know, there's a kind of an avoidance happening. And our minds often will create strategies to deal with difficulty. You know, it'll in this case, the person says sleep is a strategy for avoiding the feeling of anger. And the mind has lots of different strategies for dealing with difficult emotions. It might go to fantasy, it might go to spacing out. I've seen my mind sing to avoid things. And so just to recognize, to get familiar with the strategies and to see that. To see that as a strategy is first, that's helpful to just even recognize that. It's helpful to just begin to see that the mind is doing that. What I often like to encourage in situations like this where the mind is, it's kind of like there's resistance to or a feeling of the person identifies fear or being afraid of the anger. So there's resistance to or a fear around feeling the emotion, avoidance, a sense of not wanting to go there. Then the first place to start, in this case, you know, you may feel the anger a little bit, you may feel a little bit of that sense, but then immediately that sense of no, you know, just don't want to go there. Then in that case to allow yourself to take in the feeling of resistance, not trying to push through it to get to the other side of the resistance to feel the anger, but respect the resistance, respect the avoidance. And so if in this exploration, in this case, if you can maybe, you know, you might be able to tap into, there's a little bit of the feeling of anger and then the feeling of avoidance. It might be possible to feel the avoidance before the strategy of sleep kicks in. Maybe possible. And so to just see if that might be possible to hang in that place of what Gil was saying, stop, relax, and know or feel the wall that's being put up. So we don't have to try to push our way through or find our way to what we think is underneath. In a way, the allowing of the resistance, at least in my own experience, the allowing of the resistance can have a kind of an organic softening around the resistance, which may allow little bits and pieces of the underlying experience to begin to surface. And then you might get little tastes of that being with the experience of anger itself. In my own work with anger, I did quite a bit of work with anger early in my practice. It's the thing, the emotion that got me into this practice in the first place. I noticed at some point that when I tried to bring mindfulness to the anger, it was like getting sucked into the quicksand of anger. I would immediately kind of get overwhelmed with it. So I could be there for the very beginning of that anger and kind of recognize it and say, I see you, anger. And then I had enough mindfulness to then say, and you know, not now. I will pay attention to you when my mindfulness gets stronger, but right now I'm going to pay attention to my feet. And I just redirected my attention. And so just a little touching into that feeling of anger as I could, but not trying to stay there, because I quickly saw my mind spiral into it. And so in a case like this where there's a strategy of avoidance, it may be that the mind is trying to keep itself from being pulled into that quicksand. So you may be able to touch into that anger a little bit and then just say, not now. I'm going to put my attention on something else right now, just for, and just kind of set it aside. That has to be done without aversion. I did it by kind of bowing to my anger. I see you, and I see you want to be seen, but not now. And then I would just redirect my attention. So not so much about trying to pull out the anger or bring it up, but to respect the strategies and to see if you can meet the strategies, the avoidance itself.
So I chose two questions. Partly I wanted to answer one very briefly and move on to the second one. The brief one is, why is it necessary to believe in reincarnation for Buddhism to make any sense? And you don't have to believe in reincarnation to make sense. And none of my teachers in America or Asia ever expected or asked me to believe in reincarnation or rebirth. And it made a lot of sense to me without it. So the other one is, how does fear of not being liked, loved, rejection, abandonment, that whole range of feelings fit into the categories greed, ill will, conceit? We're it's said that we're social animals, and so, you know, our development and growth as people have a lot to do with developing and growing in context of other people and our parents and family, communities. And it's how we find ourselves, how we define ourselves, how we kind of help ourselves become safe in this world and secure is how we are in relationship to other people, or insecure or afraid. And some people grow up in situations where they don't have this they don't get to rest into some sense of security or grow up into a sense of safety, and so the constant search for social safety still plays out, and it takes many forms. And the idea of being liked, fear of rejection, being loved, are all kind of very complex phenomena. And what they are for different people at different times are different, right? It's a complex thing. And but to be respectful of it and recognize it as part of many people's lives, that operates pretty strongly. I had to look at this for a period of time in my life. I had a tremendous, I did a lot of social gymnastics to get people to like me until it exhausted me. And then only then could I start giving it up. And how does it fit into the categories of greed, ill will, and conceit? I think that wanting to be liked is there's a lot of strands that feed into it that are kind of the conditions for it. One of them is conceit, and the comparison to other people, and only feeling that if you're someone and successful and right or you have an identity, if you're seen through the eyes of someone else. And I think the whole idea of conceit, only where I wear my Buddhist hat, as Buddhist teacher hat, do I get away with telling someone they're conceited. I don't think you can get away in polite society saying that to anyone. But so far, I think my track record is pretty good. So maybe one of you I'll tell. But because the whole conceit thing is such a common phenomenon for human beings, but it's a certain kind of clinging and holding on or fear around identity issues, which are not really needed. And so to overcome that fear, is a very important part, the fear, that's maybe underlying conceit. Or the arrogance, or the pride, or all these things. And then ill will and greed. Some people, the idea of being liked and loved and is sometimes there because of security issues, wanting something, wanting security, wanting to be around someone who'll take care of you, and there's a lot of wanting there. Or it can be somehow probably connected to ill will as well. I'm not sure how. But I think that the main point I want to get across here, this is a common thing, the social fears of wanting to be liked and fear of rejection, to be respectful of it, to stop, relax, and look at it when it's there. Try not to invest a lot of value in it, but don't reject it either. Just kind of look at it and don't feed it. And as you look at it, you can look more deeply and see what are some of the strands that feed into it. What are some of the underlying emotions and beliefs that are, have to be there first in order to have this particular fear, a social fear like this. And it's well worthwhile. You do it for yourself and you do it for others as well, because it's such a deep-seated thing in many people's psyche. Great. So we posted downstairs the list for